USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The death toll from the collapse of a Florida condominium tower has risen to 9 people as the search for survivors entered a fourth day. 152 people remain unaccounted for following the partial collapse of the 12-story building early Thursday morning. The city of Surfside, Florida, where the tower is located, has declared a state of emergency along with neighboring Miami Beach, where much of the staging for the search and rescue efforts are taking place. And the Pacific Northwest remains in the grips of a record-breaking heat wave that has seen several new record-high temperatures already set. Most of the region will remain under an excessive heat warning for the majority of this week, with some areas seeing temperatures more than 30 degrees hotter than average. The National Weather Service predicting that Portland, Oregon will see a high near 115 degrees on Monday. Relief should begin to come by Tuesday as temperatures fall in much of the region, but will still remain above average for the week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fund, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
COVID vaccinations among people working with one of the most at-risk populations from the virus are lagging dramatically. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Less than half of nursing home staffers across 15 states have been fully vaccinated, despite the disproportionate level of harm that COVID-19 imposes on seniors, a trend elder care advocates fear could put the most vulnerable population at risk. Long-term care facilities such as nursing homes in 15 states, including Mississippi, Wyoming, Alabama, and Louisiana, have fully vaccinated about 48% or fewer staffers over the past few months. Some nursing homes and assisted living facilities have made COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory for their employees in order to work, citing the devastation caused by the pandemic in resident populations. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Kamala Harris has drawn criticism from both sides of the aisle for her trip to the southern border last week, with some in her own party criticizing her absence after being put in charge of the administration's response to the crisis. Republicans had also criticized her for taking so long to go to the border. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez tells Fox News that her visit should have come sooner and should have contained a much different agenda.
Yeah, it took the vice president 93 days to acknowledge this Biden border crisis that they've caused. They talk about the root cause. Well, it's very easy. The root cause is when they did away with Trump policies back in February. You know, Kevin McCarthy and I hosted him back in March. And when we went to El Paso, it wasn't a photo op on the tarmac. We went to S1. We spoke with Border Patrol agents that highlighted to us that fentanyl was coming over at record numbers, that they were seeing folks that were on the terrorist watch list coming over. Months later, you had a couple of little girls that got thrown over the side of the wall. Well, guess where that was at? That was in El Paso. So it's not just that she showed up in El Paso. She didn't go to the right places.
And Major League Baseball's crusade against pitchers altering the ball with foreign substances has seen its first pitcher ejected. Seattle hurler Hector Santiago was tossed in the fifth inning of Sunday's game against the Chicago White Sox after umpires allegedly found something when they inspected his glove. Santiago could face a 10-game suspension. The league began enforcing a new rule on Monday, allowing umpires to inspect pitchers for suspected foreign substances. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.